Once a month, we had a morning staff meeting, and coworkers would take turns providing breakfast for everyone. Most months had the usual fare of grocery store muffins and fruit salad, and I remember thinking, I can do better than this. I eventually signed up for breakfast duty, not out of kindness, but because I wanted my breakfast to be the gold standard. Yes, I cringe with humiliation as I publicly share such hubris, but as a self-righteous perfectionist, I was obsessed with keeping score, avoiding failure, and being impressive. Comparison and judgment were par for the course. If I had been cool enough to go to parties as a teenager, I wouldn't have been fun at them anyway. Most folks paired up to provide the meal, but no ma'am, not me. I was going to do this entire shindig on my own. I figured weak, unimpressive people ask for help. Outwardly confident, inwardly crumbling people go solo. Obviously, perfection was my standard, and not for the food alone. Despite the fact that my husband and I had $0, I splurged on a couple of platters from Pottery Barn so that the food I served would look beautiful. I bought a linen tablecloth. The plastic ones at church would make my new platters look bad. I purchased one of those glass drink dispensers you see in Southern Living because perfection doesn't serve beverages from plastic pitchers. Fresh flowers, fancy napkins, you get the idea. For the menu, I thought back to a few weeks earlier when we had breakfast at a friend's house and the entire group was in a stupor over his stuffed French toast. Gooey, golden, and a definite contender for best breakfast ever. It was the perfect choice. But here's the kicker. I didn't know how to make stuffed French toast. I knew how to cook a decent spaghetti sauce and was in the early stages of a near-perfect chocolate chip cookie. But my culinary skills weren't exactly versatile. Maybe if I had followed a recipe, things would have worked out differently. Alas, at the time, I thought recipes were also for the weak. So I set out to make not one, but two types of stuffed French toast for 30 people without a single instruction. In case you don't know how stuffed French toast is made, let me quickly explain. You essentially make a sandwich using rich, buttery bread like brioche and slather the middle with something yummy like cheese, jam, or Nutella. Then you dip that sandwich into a custard base made with egg, sugar, and whole milk and cook it in hot butter until the bread is crunchy and golden. Finally, you drizzle it with syrup or powdered sugar and cram it into your mouth with a fork or shovel. It's heavenly. Here's what I did. For stuffed French toast number one, I put American cheese between slices of Wonder Bread and stacked the sandwiches high on a baking sheet, as in literally on top of one another. Recipe complete. For stuffed French toast number two, I made cream cheese and raspberry jelly sandwiches with that same magical Wonder Bread and stacked those high as well. Then I put the pan in the oven to bake.